Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Miss Medina.
What a day, what a day. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I know we had a great show lined up, and this fella that is supposed to be talking today is he's a great, great singer, great person. I've actually got to meet him in person and actually exercise with him. We've worked out many times and just enjoying each other's company. He's a real genuine fella. I can't, you know, I've been around a lot of people, and it's interesting when you meet people that are genuine and it can match up to who they say they are. And Chris, if you're on there, just go ahead and introduce yourself and let's get this show going.
All right. Well, my name is Chris Medina. I'm now 31 years old. You know, I met you, Kalen, when I was about 27 or 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been playing music all my life. And earlier in life, I was athletic and slim. And I want to say when I turned 26, when I turned 25, my then fiance was in a car accident. And I kind of lost all routine, all structure. I lost balance. And I gained about 60 pounds. And I'm 5'6". I weighed about 240 pounds, 42 pounds.
Wow.
And yeah, I didn't realize how much life was harder until I finally dropped weight. I remember the epiphany I had. You know, I was overseas playing music, and it was supposed to be a TV performance. And I got on the stage and I was singing, and I walked from stage left to stage right. By the time I got there, I was completely out of breath. I couldn't sing. It was on live television, and
I felt
embarrassed. Oh, yeah. So I decided right there and then that, you know, a quality of my life was disrupted when my then fiance got into her accident. You know, all these desires and dreams and plans, they were all kind of thrown about. And here I am given an opportunity to make something of this, to turn lemonade, to turn lemons into lemonades, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm screwing it up, you know, I'm screwing it up by allowing this destructure, this imbalance to rule my life. So I decided there and then that I would get on the ball and do what I knew that I could do. So I went to the gym, and I actually met you when I started going, when I finally decided, all right, I'm going to start doing this. And I met you, and I know that we had worked out, I'm going to say, twice a week for about 2 months before
mm-hmm.
I went to LA and started working out. When I came back, I was about 52 pounds lighter than when I had originally
mm-hmm.
met. I had went from 28% body fat to 13% body fat, and I gained 6 pounds of muscle.
Yes.
Of lean muscle.
Yes.
So, yeah, and that's where I'm at right now. Still playing music, maintaining my body weight.
Mm-hmm.
And working in the studio, and I get to tour in Europe. I get to work in LA. I get to take care of my ex-fiance here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've restored order, and I put balance back in my life.
And that's not easy, you know, with so much stuff going on. I mean, like even right now when we were trying to get things set up, it seemed like craziness was all around, but thank God we kept a level head. One thing, it's nice that, you know, you've been able to keep that balance, but what kept your sanity when it seemed like, you know, because, you know, self, when you start realizing there's a lot of you that went in not getting things addressed, I'm sure you were a little bit harder on yourself than you should have been.
Oh, yeah. Look at my sanity. I guess I hate to get super spiritual. Who am I kidding? I don't really hate to get super spiritual, but I do believe that it was by the good grace of God. Every time I was about to lose it, someone or something, or you know, somewhere, just kind of became that thing for me, that rock, that place, that destination. At first it was my mother and my fiance, let me just say her name, it's Juliana, my ex-fiance's name, and her mother, Janet, became a rock for me. My mother, you know, never really was a big supporter of my music. She was there. And she really, you know, she bought equipment for me, but she was a single mother, worked 3 jobs, didn't want any noise in the house when she was home because she just wanted to rest and sleep and to prepare herself for the next job. which in hindsight I totally understand. But it made it difficult, and I always thought, man, you know, she really doesn't care about my hobby, my passion. And it wasn't until the accident that my mom noticed how I was as a, not only as a man, but that I was going to try out for American Idol. And then the first time she had actually heard me sing proper was when the show aired. So it was kind of, so that was a kind of what kind of brought me back from the brink of insanity, was the support from all the family around me, was the magnificent, like the magic that happened on American Idol. That was exciting. That kind of helped. We knew that we were going to get support. The fact that my single went number one and Juliana's trust was filled with all the money that What Are Words made. What Are Words is the single that I released. And 90% of that song, of everything that it made, went to Juliana's trust. And since then, she's been completely taken care of. So I felt like things were happening to me and for me. And I never thought that, never once on this journey have I thought that I did any of it myself. I really do feel that I was kind of picked up and carried to where I was going. You know, I had put in all the time, the hours of practice. You know, I put in, I knew how to sing. I knew how to play music. I had gone through something horrible and bounced back from it. So I kind of felt like, you know, the only thing that I didn't do was decide where I was going to go. It was all chance. Everything was chance and everything was God. I really do believe that. So.
And, you know, it's not easy, you know, and having somebody, you know, go through something like that and having to see, you know, just how the changes. I mean, there's a lot of changes. I was really surprised, you know, when we met, and it was just one of those moments, because you just came up so politely, and you know, I obviously I don't watch much TV, so you know, when you introduced yourself, I was like, the name sounds familiar. But you were just so real about it, and I was really impressed that you know, you would take that time, because most people don't think in that fashion. So, you know, I knew you were a different kind of fella right then.
Well, thank you. I mean, what originally kind of, I guess you could say, moved me to come and introduce myself was, I don't know if you remember, but far before I met you, Juliana was still in a very tough spot, and she was taken to the gym. And while she was there, they were always talking about a man that was helping her. And so when they pointed out that it was you, I felt like I had to go and say hello, introduce myself, and just tell you how thankful I was. And it was more a mutual thing. I really do feel like, you know, when two people who are real just get into a room, things just kind of work out, you know, like, so it's, I think that, like I said, you know, that's what I mean. It's like, through the good grace of God, you meet somebody. And at that time, I was going to the gym thinking I knew how to work out, trying to read, trying to figure it out, you know. And it wasn't until one day you were just like, hey, man, I'm always here. If you ever want to work out, you don't want to jump in. I'm like, you know, I think I totally need it. And that's when the, you know, counting to four on the way down, and the posture and the position and the how slow, and don't jerk it, and you know, you're putting too much weight on. You don't need that much weight. And everything just started to make sense. I started to learn about the science just by, you know, teaming up with a buddy. And then, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I would have never been able to lose the weight had I not had that jump start. Had I not, you know, I really don't think that I would have been as far along as I would have been. I think if I had come back from LA, I would have been maybe 20 pounds lighter. But I had went there with this momentum, you know, that started in the gym with you and me, myself. So, you know, you never know. Had you not helped Juliana, I would have never said hello to you. So, I mean, that's what I mean. It's good grace of God.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just, I was moved because you could see she had that drive. And the lady really wanted to help her, but it seemed like there was just something missing in that connection. And I said, because, you know, I had been through something very similar, except, you know, mine was the motorcycle, that I knew that I could speak to her. And I honestly knew she could hear me. So I knew that was of God, because honestly, I mean, if anybody wants to know, you know, how much deeper this rabbit hole goes, it's like me and Chris are basically doing an abridged version, but there's so much more to how all of this went down. If you ever meet me in person or see Chris in person, we'll be sure to tell you, because I think if we said it over the radio, people would think we were crazy. But it's just so nice, you know, to hear that, you know, the progression and everything. And every time I saw you, when you come back to the gym or, you know, when we come to work out together, you're always a little bit healthier, not just in body, but in mind.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of soul searching, you know, and I really do think that it was a lot of falling and picking myself back up, and it was a lot of, oh, this was the wrong road. Maybe I need to turn back around or forge my own path. You know, it was a lot of that. And every time I came back to tell you how things were going, not only was I able to, you know, go a little bit further physically, but I was able to understand a little bit deeper mentally and emotionally, just what people were going through and able to express it, you know, and I felt happier. I felt a little more healed. The journey has been crazy. It's been 6 years since the accident, but, you know, the wounds, I don't know if they'll never go away. They just become scars. And the weight of it, you know, that it never gets easy. It never goes away. It just gets easier to carry because you just become stronger. So it's been, you know, it's been a wild ride.
And, you know, the blessing of it is that, you know, the things started picking up and started going better, and you never lost your head. You were, I think you know, even though you hadn't, you didn't ever want to be a bodybuilder, you started using that iron in the way that we do, where it was like a mental release, a stress relief, where you could actually engage for yourself for that moment in time where you could actually, you know, de-stress. And you could really see it. I mean, honestly, you know, I know you see yourself every day, but when I was looking at you, I could see the changes and seeing the growth and just that smile, because you got a great smile. You know, you're a genuine person, so you always had a great smile. But this one, I don't want to say it became more real, but it became more you. And now that would always make me smile when I'd see you, because it would just – genuine joy.
Oh yeah, you know, I try to be like my father. You know, my father's a very pleasant man. Whenever he meets somebody, he puts his best foot forward. He makes them feel comfortable, and he always puts on a good impression. But you would never know the hardships that he's going through, that he was going through that day, because he just doesn't let on to it. He's always, you know, he doesn't want to bring that burden on the people. And I think, you know, it's hard to open up to people a lot of the times. And I guess when you become a part of a TV show and open up, and if it goes viral, like, people are directly, they're right in the forefront, they're right there.
Yes.
So, you know, I started to wear this smile, even though I was going through a lot and even though there was a lot of pain. But as time went on, the smile, you're right, became genuine, because I genuinely started to heal. I became happy, became less sad. I had to accept certain things. I had to realize certain things. And as soon as I did, and I stopped caring what people thought, or I stopped worrying about, you know, being a failure, and I was able to swallow the guilt and turn it into positive, I believe that the smile that I wore wasn't, I didn't think it through anymore. It's not like I thought to myself, oh, I have to smile now. It became something. It became something that was an honest expression of how I was living at that moment. And I think that the fact that anybody can pick up on that is really amazing, because, you know, my mother said the same thing. She's like, I believe you now when you smile. So.
And you know, I have to say something, because you know, you said it, but it's so true. You know, your life is being played out in public. And that's, I mean, there's got to be a time when, you know, that you want to get away, but it's like, how do you get away from yourself? Because I think the biggest burden is what you had inside, even though, you know, you're hurting and people are, you know, because they want to help, but it's so hard, because it's like you, it's not what you want to tell them, you don't get it, but it's like you're saying, you know, I need this time to find me, but I, you know, you're still a musician, you're still a singer, so you still got a job to do. That's, you know, it's got to be like feeling being pulled in different places at once.
It was, you know, the period in from when I released my first single until now, the things that kind of happened was I was immediately branded as, you know, a very, you know, sincere, honest, strong man, and who made a decision and stuck by it. And although a lot of that was true, the scary part was I was still trying to figure out who I was, or what I was, or what I was capable of. And, you know, the way it was being played out was, I knew where I wanted to go, I knew where I was, I knew who I was, and I knew the answers. But in reality, I didn't know anything. It was just a reaction. It was an honest, genuine reaction. I didn't give him much thought, you know, like I stuck around after my fiance or my ex was in her accident, because I loved her and I wanted to make sure she was okay. So during the process of this whole song, you know, like being released, getting popularity, getting fame, I started to worry about what other people were thinking and what the public was, how they were perceiving it. And it affected everything. It affected the way I wrote music. It affected the decisions that I was making. It was affecting my relationship with Juliana and my family. And I felt like the last three years, I was running away. You know, there was times when I would tell my family, you know, I need to be in LA to work. But in reality, I just wanted to go to LA to escape. There were many times when I, you know, and that would happen several times a year. And I would come back and visit, but, you know, I also felt like just worried of what my family would think, of what Juliana would think. And then, I don't know, something happened, you know, when you finally get into that, when you, and I, you know, it's funny that, you know, I started to get into working out, because when I started to change the physicality of myself, and things started to change with it. You know, once you get over that hump, determination really does kind of kick in. You know, the lifestyle kicks in, the routine kicks in, you become more disciplined in mind, body, or soul. And I started to realize that I can be in control of myself. I decide what it is that I want to do. No one decides it for me. And once I started to realize that and I accepted who I actually was and what I could be, everything fell into place, the decisions, the acceptance, and being able to go public with, you know, I don't think that I can be with her as a companion, but I can be with her as a friend. And what it ended up ultimately doing is it made me want to come home. So it was the first time that I wasn't trying to run away. It was one of the first times that I was able to come home and face the music and, you know, I would never say bear the burden, but carry the weight, I guess you could say, again. You know? So
you grew.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. It's so it feels a lot better knowing who I am as a person, knowing what I want to do. And I think it all starts with developing some sort of routine and, you know, realizing that you made that happen. You decided to do that. You decided to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and and go to the gym, and then after the gym, go to the studio and practice for 2.5 hours. None of them forced you to do any of that. That's something
that's right.
that you wanted to do, and you made it happen. You know, I wanted to lose 50 pounds, and I lost almost 60. And
that's right.
That's something I decided to do. So I don't know. That's what I added up to, I guess.
Well, see, I don't want you to leave out the fact that you didn't try to do it quick, and you didn't put your health at risk, and you didn't damage your body or your metabolism. You actually went about it the right way. You got with people that could address where you were going, not just say,
right.
you know, we're here for you. They actually helped show you the way, and that's a big, big difference. You know, like when you're coming up with music, you're coming up with it from the heart. And I think that's the same way you approached everything after that. You approached it with your heart, where you said, I want what's best. And it wasn't what's best for me. I want what's best, period. And that whole attitude just, I'm sure it brought plenty of people in your corner where they said, you know, this guy's for real.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. You know, when I went to L.A., I met this trainer. His name's Joey Emmett. You know, he has plenty of clients, and he's always charging, you know, to help these clients and to give his services to his clients. And when I walked in, I was originally a client. You know, I want to say the first 2 weeks, it was planned that I would pay him. And then we just got to talking, we got to working, and, you know, I would always show up, and some of his clients, they wouldn't show up, and his other clients would fall off track, or, you know, he'd always drop a client or get one, or someone would call in and say they couldn't make it that day. But I was
mm-hmm.
always there, and it always took me an hour to get to this place, you know, to drive from Studio City to Santa Monica in at 7:30 in the morning. It's not the easiest, you know, that traffic is ridiculous.
Did you have to take I-5?
I took 405, and then I got
oh,
to
good
I-10.
Lord, yeah.
So it was,
yeah, that's rough.
It was pretty
that's
crazy.
Rough.
And it took about an hour and 15 minutes to get there. And when I got there, I never complained. I never asked to stop. I never said it was too hard. I just fought through it. And I think that he saw something in me and said, you know, Chris, if you're really going to do this for 3 months, you know, I would love to just have you as an example. I'd love to take some pictures of you. I'd love to show the growth so I can show my clients, because you know, you're really, really determined. You're one of the most determined clients that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I would really, you know, if, and you have such a big fan base, he's like, and everything that you've been through, you know, I don't even want to charge you. He's just like, let's make a mutual, you know, have a mutual friendship here and just come to the gym and see how it goes. And now he's one of my best friends in LA. You know, when I go to LA, he's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that, you know, when somebody sees the determination and saw, and really I spoke with my heart to him and he spoke with his heart to me, and we were able to open up, you know, that's how friendships are made. An instant bridge was built right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we help each other over troubled water.
I most certainly agree. And I can definitely attest to your consistency. I mean, because you said you wanted to meet up, and I never had to worry about if you were going to be there, because you were going to be there, you know, breathing as hard as you could, but you were going to be there. So, you know,
oh, yeah.
All right, when, you know, a lot of people hear about the weight side, but you're a singer as well, and you've had, I remember that one song, I can't remember the artist, but I think it was an African singer, and I was just blown away how you were able to match your voice to that kind of beat, and then her singing, it was just amazing. I mean, how many team-ups have you had with, I mean, just different singers from different countries? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I've worked with Australian artists, artists from the Congo, from South Africa. I've worked with German artists, lots of Scandinavian artists. And, you know, it's been pretty, I've worked with a couple Latin American artists as well. I can't forget about my Latinos out there, but, yeah, they, it's, it's interesting because I guess it's always come easy for me, you know. I guess I've heard a lot of artists say that, you know, they feel uncomfortable when they meet somebody for the first time and they're just kind of thrown into a situation where they have to be creative or they have to sing. And me, I guess it's always just been like, this is exciting, you know, I'm meeting an artist and I don't know. I always felt comfortable going into it. And I think what happens is when you are genuinely comfortable and you have that kind of, you give that impression or you have that presence, they let their guard down and they open up and feel comfortable and great music happens. You know, like we trust each other.
And it's some great music. I mean, I'm not kidding. If the listeners are there, I mean, yes, go to his link. Give your site. I mean, so they can know where to go to hear some of your music or some of your.
Well,
some of your tunes.
I have a few different things online that you guys can go and check out. You know, I do have a YouTube channel. You could just check out Chris Medina, and I have videos and performances there and things that people have posted. If you go on, I have a Twitter. I have Official Medina, at Official Medina, is that for my Instagram as well. And my Facebook is facebook.com/officialchrismedina. And that's where you'll get all the latest news. That's where you'll kind of see what's happening in my life, where I'm going. I live life through pictures and blogs and statuses. And I just kind of let people know how I'm feeling, where I'm at, and what's coming up, which I am excited to say that in August, I will be releasing a single in Scandinavia, then in Southeast Asia, then in Brazil, and then I'm coming to the United States, and I'm going to do a full tour.
So. That's awesome. Well, let me know when you're in Chicago so I can get my seat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know how many people follow Mancow, but I will be on the Mancow Mola show on July 17th. I will post all the details on my Facebook as well. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing summer. I had just been going to the gym maybe 2-3 times a week this past couple months. Had walking pneumonia and stopped for a little while. But now that the single is definitely coming out, I feel like, all right, it's time to get back in business. I want to hit the stage and I want to be able to breathe and I want to be able to handle the travel. And I just want to look great. You know, I want to feel great and feel confident. And I'm excited to get going.
I think it's a part of your life now. So it's not something that you're unfamiliar with. And I'll be sure to kick your butt to get that kickstart going.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I knew that I can. There's maybe three people in all of Chicago that I can call, and I knew that I can call you. And I just got to prepare myself. You know, my arms are gonna feel like Jello, my legs are gonna feel like Jello, and you know, you'll be smiling the whole time. So.
Because I know you're improving. I mean, like I said, you're a genuine fella, and I just love the fact that good things can happen to good people. And I know you've got the drive and determination because I've seen it. I mean, I don't have to sit there and worry about anything. I know that you have a goal in mind, and it's a lot bigger than where you are right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do this because it's my passion, and I would do it. I've done it for, I want to say 20 years without getting paid or without being asked to do it. And now knowing that I'm in such a position where I can touch people's hearts and I can, you know, add to this industry in some way, shape or form, you know, it is amazing. And then once you realize that, you also realize how little you are in the business and how much more you have to go and everything. There's always something to reach for, always something to aim for, always a way to get better and to improve. And to me, that's just exciting, you know, because I don't ever want to get to that point where, you know, I walk into a studio and I go, oh, I got nothing to learn. You know, I'm already the greatest, you know, that's impossible. And I would hate to ever get into the gym and just, you know, realize like, oh, you know, I don't have to do anything. You could always improve. You always can learn something to better yourself.
That's so true. I mean, you're speaking the bodybuilding community. So yeah, there's always something to improve upon. And you know, it starts in the head. You might see the outside, but it starts in the head.
Oh, it definitely does. You have to commit to it. You have to literally commit to it and just tell yourself, you know, I'm not going to quit. Today's the day where I start, and I don't ever want to see the day where I stop. I just want to keep going, and I'm going to keep going, you know. You got to get in that gym, and you got to prep those meals, and you got to learn how to say no and be okay with it, and you'll see the results. And the same thing with, the same thing with any business or music. You know, you got to commit to doing it. You got to, you know, kick the naysayers to the side. You have to learn how to say no, and you know, not always just accept anything. And always strive for greatness and know that you can achieve it.
And it's so beautiful that you can just do what you're doing and have that kind of the walk where you can just step out and be you all the time. Because, you know, like you said, you were running away. And it's so, you know, I'm so thankful that you didn't look back and say, you know, if only. You said, I'm gonna. And that's a whole different mindset when you can get out of that shell that's you and realize it's just a shell. You know, it wasn't you. It's just something you had built around yourself for protection. But it wasn't really protecting you at all. It was keeping you closed in.
Oh, it definitely was. I was, for the longest time, kept myself in the dark. And, you know, I don't know what or why, but I just decided to raise my hand up. And I felt the little light switch, and boom, the light came on, shed light all over the place, and I was able to see everything. And after that, I just wasn't afraid of anything anymore. You know, I think the key to success is to do something honestly, and if I'm right about that, which I really do believe that I am, then this is going to be an exciting year for me because, you know, now I'm not, you know, trying to be myself. I am myself. I'm not pretending that I'm not myself anymore. I am myself. And I'm honestly going to put myself out there for people to see, for people to hear. And I'm going to do it with a full heart, you know, and be courageous when I do it.
I have no doubt that you will be excellent in it because, you know, I've been blessed enough to hear you sing. And I know that, you know, you've got the voice, you've got the charm, you've got the look. I mean, you've just got basically that singer's personality, and you've also got that work ethic of a person that's used to being in the gym. So that's a big plus. But like I said, it all starts in your head. You made sure that you had addressed you, and that way you can address everybody around you. Because I think when you were trying to keep everybody happy, that's when you were falling apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once I started living for everybody else's ideas or for, you know, for everybody else's hopes and desires, I started to lose track of what it was that I wanted to do. I wasn't happy, you know, it's a sad and scary thing to realize that, you know, you could possibly miss out on many years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't just live every day the way you want to live it, if you're living for other people, you're really missing out. You're missing out a great deal. And I was just really lucky to be put in a position where, you know, I could really just take a hard look in the mirror and tell myself, you know what? Yeah, I'm not happy with what's going on right now. And, you know, God, please put me in front of people to help me change this. You know, let me, if I don't see the path, help, give me the strength to forge my own way. And I think that that's what ended up happening. Exactly what I prayed for.
It's so beautiful to see you grow like this, man. I can't even express it. And like, you know, I haven't had a chance to see you in concert, but I did get a chance to hear you in Parkview, and it just melted my heart because I said, this guy, he's the real deal. I mean, because like I said, you know, I've been around bouncing for, you know, different people, different celebrities. And, you know, they got their stage persona, but, you know, there's not much to them after that. And, you know, it hurts because you realize these people are basically cheering on a dream, basically. I don't really know what to call it, but they're not getting the person that is. And that, to me, it's almost like acting. It's like, no, I didn't come to see an actor. I came to see a singer that's supposed to be genuine, not the person that's basically playing a role. And to watch you be you, it's beautiful. I'm not even selling it short. It's just so beautiful to see a person that can be themselves doing their passion. That's special.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's great to hear, you know. I live for things like that, you know. To get confirmation from others and people that you admire, just like, hey, you're doing great. You know, you're on the right path. It's always good to hear that from people that you admire or that you care about. You know, the best feeling in the world was when my mom, you know, she just came right out and said, "You're amazing." You know, and I almost cried when she said it to me. I was like, "Oh my goodness!" You know, like you don't know how long I've been waiting for you to say something like that. You know, and when she, you know, she laughed and she said, "Well, you are." She's like, "But I'm not just talking about the way you sing." She's like, "You're amazing. I'm happy about the man that you've become." So I think I'm doing something right. I just got to keep, you know, making myself happy and taking care of the people I love. And as long as I'm doing everything with conviction, with a full heart, I can't imagine that I'll disappoint anyone or even myself. So I think that anybody out there who's, you know, starting off, you know, with the working out or are already far along, you know, I think it takes that kind of mentality. Like, you know, I enjoy this. I like doing this. I'm determined to do this. This is what fills me and my spirit. And I think those are the people who end up becoming successful and accomplishing what it is they want to accomplish.
I most wholeheartedly agree, and it does change you, because you get to, when you realize it's you doing it, you know, anybody might be able to help you, but it's still you doing it, and that's, you know, that's accomplishment. And like I said, if your head's in it, like you were saying, if your head's in it, then you'll be in it. But if you're just doing it for others, you don't stay in it long.
No. No, you got to have you got to have that go-getting mentality, and you got to be able to be okay with every kind of disappointment that comes with it, because, you know, it's something that in the end, it's something that you're hoping, that you yourself are hoping to get. Otherwise, when disappointment and failure comes along, and it's something you didn't even really want to begin with, you know, you've lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as one little hiccup in the road, or, you know, a flat tire or something, you know, you didn't even want to be on that road. You know,
exactly.
That's when, you know, depression comes in, and you just say, screw it, you give up, and, you know, because your heart wasn't in it. But if you, you know, you get a flat tire on a road that you desperately want to be on, and you really want to get to that end, you'll get out of the car and walk the rest of the way. You know, it's just like, figure out a way to make it happen.
It will happen, because it's something, you know, you wanted to do. And you know, with singing, with fitness, with reality, it seems like, you know, you found that foundation that you can stand on.
Yeah. I think I finally did.
And that's a good place to be, Chris. I'm really proud of you, man. I'm really, really proud of you. It does my heart joy. I can hear it in your words, so I know it's not just lip service. And, you know, I'm glad you never became that fake guy. You know, I'm just so thankful for that, because, I've seen people fall off and you just wait because you know they're going to lose themselves because they never were themselves. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's like an identity crisis. 9 times out of 10, what I've learned, even the people that I've met personally in the music business, you know, the 9 times out of 10, they they don't like what it is that they're singing. They don't like the way they look. They don't like the road or the label that they're signed to, or they don't like the situation that they're in, but they're still doing it. They're doing it because they think that's what people want, and they're doing it because they think that's what the record label wants, and they're doing it. You know, and I was almost there, falling victim to it myself. And now, you know, started my own record label, I making my own music video, owning my music, doing what I want to do and how I want to do it, and being okay with it. And I think that if I fail, which I'm not going to, but if I were to, I know that I would be okay. And I would be okay and happy knowing that I did exactly what I wanted to do, and I failed, and I'm okay with that because that was my choice. I was in control. You know, living life thinking, you know, oh man, I failed, but it's that person's fault, or it's that person's fault, or it's this situation, or pointing fingers and making excuses as to why things didn't happen the way you wanted to. You know, that's a horrible way to feel. It's a horrible way to live. And I was starting to get into that, you know, I really was starting to get into that. And then I just said, screw it. You know, I am overweight because I eat too much food. And I don't pay attention to how my nutrition or my macros, I don't pay attention to any of it, you know. But I decided, hey, you know what, that's nobody's fault but my own. You know, it's not any reason at all, you know. And the same thing with the music industry. I got a great single coming out. I'm happy about it. I believe in it. You know, I'm 100% behind it. And when it hits, you know, whatever happens after that is, you know, it's, I go into it knowing 100% that I'll be okay on the other end because I was in control of it. I did that, you know. I got no one else to blame but myself, or no one else to thank but myself on that situation. And that's a great feeling, you know, to be in charge.
And you know, it's so nice where you can be at that place where, you know, I don't see anything as like failing until I quit. I've always looked at it as, okay, that, like you said, that's the wrong turn. Then, you know, get back on the right road. But if you know, it was worth a shot. But, you know, if it didn't work, it didn't work. And if it does, you know, then I'm happy because I know it's something that I was challenged to do and I overcame it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's all about, the best way to say it is just being in control of your own, just realizing the power that you have, you know,
yeah.
Of the power that you yourself have and what it is that you're capable of. And once you start believing in that, good things start to happen.
And, you know, the beautiful part of it is it's been there all along.
You know,
it's been there all along. And it's like, what were we thinking to deny ourselves of the true people that we are? And I think that's what the biggest lie that life has is that we all have to be the same. I'm saying, no, we're all unique. And we all have that right to be that way. And that's the gift from God, because it's because of our uniqueness we can all gel, because we all fit.
Yeah, we're not all the same shape, but when you put us together, we as a collective, we make an image. We make a whole world. You know, we are connected in some way, shape, or form. You know, we're not just one straight line. We're a bunch of waves, you know, and it's sometimes it's catastrophic and other times it's peaceful and beautiful. And, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing to be, everyone's a different frequency, but together we're like in harmony with one another. We make good music and a good song. So, hello, man. It's good talking to you, man.
It's great talking to you too, man. And you know, I'll see you soon. And we got some stuff to talk about. And I'm just elated that, you know, you got the single coming out, and you're gonna be ready. You know, you're gonna be ready. That's what life's all about. Not wishing or wanting, but you're working to be ready. And that's just, you know, yeah. That's the coolest thing in life. And you know, I can't tell you how happy, you know, I'm getting messages right now saying thank you for being, you know, just opening up like you are, and thanks so much. You did a great show. And this is for you, not me. This is what they're saying to you. Yeah, great job. You know, they never thought, you know, if you want, I don't know if you have what kind of supplements you do or if you're attached to anybody, but if you want to try some of the P4P stuff, I'll definitely get some samples mailed to you, and we'll make sure that you're on the right track to getting ready for that single.
Oh, absolutely. I'm open to trying new things out, and you know, that's what kind of got me where I am today, is being open to the idea that you know, you don't know it all, you don't have it all, you know, you got to improve. So I'm excited to try anything out, really, to up my game, to give me a little bit of an edge, or you know, just to help my growth and overall health. I'm ready for it. So yeah, I'm down.
I will make sure Ty and get you some of that cake batter protein, because I'm telling you, that stuff is the bomb for me. I'm telling you, I put that stuff in my oatmeal, and I'm in hog heaven, man. I can't even tell you. And I know you haven't had a chance to hear when we had the manufacturer on for on Real Talk, but he was telling us, you know, how, because if you could, well, you got to see me before, you get to see me now, and it really made a difference in my prep and how I went about this last month of competing, where people were saying, you know, oh my goodness, the changes. And it's just getting serious product without having filler and crap in it. You're basically getting the real deal. And to me, that's what I've been dreaming about, you know. And I'm sure that's one of the things you said, you know, if don't want to help me, but help me in the right way. And that's what makes everything different, when you get the right help. Not the crap help where people are just basically doing the cookie cutter cliche. You're actually being addressed as the individual, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Oh yeah, I'm totally with you on that, man. I think it's the people that you know what? I think it's people like you who help you, you know, and who get where you're supposed to be going and where you want to be. So I'm looking forward to it, man. If this changes my life, I'll give you a huge shout out.
Hey, you something else, man. I'm going to, I tell you what, after the show, I'm going to send you a message, because I'm getting all kinds of messages, and I want to make sure that I don't forget. So we'll talk a little bit more after that. But I the show's about over. So if you have anybody that you want to give a shout out to, you know, for just being there for you, you know, you don't have to say me. I'm not saying it for that. I'm saying for the people that have just been there, because, you know, it's there's some superficial folks that are basically there when you're shining, but not there when you're going through some rough times.
Absolutely. I guess immediately the people that come to mind is, I want to give a shout out to my mother, my father, Gloria and Stephen Medina. I want to give a shout out to Janet Barnes, which is my fiance, my ex-fiance's mother.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to American Idol, because they really were a machine that helped get things going, and they came at a perfect time. I want to thank Joey Emont from L.A. for helping shape my diet and keeping me on track. I want to thank you, Karen, for constantly motivating me and helping me and giving me an avenue to express myself, and always being open to work out with me. Thank you very much. And I want to basically thank all of my fans in the United States. And I'm just super thrilled to be a part of this, and to be happy. You know, I'm glad that you were there for me, and the fans that are still there for me. I thank you.
That's great, man. And you know, keep on belting out them tunes. And I'm happy that you're not going to be one of those singers that loses his voice because he's destroying himself or herself. it's beautiful to know that, you know, 10 years from now, I still know you'll be able to belt those tunes just like you did. Because there's some singers now that basically have auto-tuned themselves into extinction. And I'm glad you're not going to be one of them.
Hello. Oh, sorry, man. I must have lost you for a second there.
Yeah, you just for a little bit. I was just saying that I was glad that you're not one of those people that auto-tuned yourself into extinction. You actually still have
a
real voice.
Oh yeah. No, I want the real to come out, man. You lose a little bit of soul every time you auto-tune that voice, you know. And you never learn how to get better if you got machines to pretend that you are. You know, you're never going to get that six-pack if every single time you take a picture, someone can Photoshop it in. Just go, okay, this is fine. They'll take care of it. No.
And yeah, right.
You want to be able to do it. You know, you want to be able to do it without cheating. And, you know, the less artificial, the more real, the better, you know. And it's also more self-gratifying, at least in my opinion. You know, there's a lot of great music out there with a lot of amazing auto-tune on there. You know, I can never deny it, but, you know, it's always amazing to hear someone like an Adele or Sam
yes.
Smith or, you know, a John Legend, someone who
yes.
could sound amazing in a subway or could sound amazing, you know, anywhere, anytime, any place. And that's the really real stuff. That's the stuff that hits you in the feels. And I hope to one day, you know, get at that at level, but at least I'm
no, you can bring
you know,
it.
Chipping away. Oh yeah, I will. I'm gonna
you
try.
Can bring it. I know you can. You can. And don't take a microphone. You can carry a tune across the room. That's not an issue.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Well, I like I said, we'll be talking more after this, and
absolutely, man.
I'll get the address so we can get you some samples mailed to you. Because P4P, they've stepped on something that's real, you know, and it's you know, they're taking care of the natural athletes, and they're doing it the right way. And you know, just JB, Joe, Chad, they had a dream, and it's becoming a reality. I mean, real talk, what we're doing right now is P4P. So you know, it's growing, it's getting bigger, and it's like you know, it's a good foundation, it's a solid foundation, and people can stand on it where, you know, they're not on that shaky ground where they don't have to feel lost, and they don't have to feel like they're sleepwalking, and they don't have to
right.
feel unprotected. And that's, you know, that's big, you know, for, you know, like,
yeah, that is big.
Yeah, when we talk about stuff, you know, it's always, you know, all right, I'm going to do my part, but is the people going to do their part? You know, it's like, am I going to, if I give my heart, is it going to get cut out because I expose it? You know, that's, I'm sure in the business you've seen it a lot more than I have in bodybuilding with, I don't want to call them fake or superficial, but they're just not really set in their way. So they're basically doing cliched living. That's the best way to say it.
Oh yeah. And that's the truth. It's just the way it is. That's so true.
Well, I'm going to let you get on with your evening. Thank you so much. It's been a true joy. It has been a true joy, Chris. I'm so thankful. And thanks for dealing with the headache at the beginning. I have no idea what's been going on with this, with this part of the show, but man, we found a way to get through it, and I'm so thankful because this has been a special show. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you for even having me. I appreciate it. And, it wasn't a problem at all. I was happy to do it. And, you know, I feel good about it, and I'm glad that it all turned out great. And, you know, I hope whoever's listening and all your viewers and everything, they enjoyed it as well. So.
Well, I know they did because they've been messaging.
Great.
This is the first time I've actually had people send messages. Is that the Chris Medina? Yes. Yes, it's that Chris Medina. So, you know, again, give out your website. I don't wanna leave that. You got a single coming out in August, and I'm sure there's gonna be many things coming ahead after that. So, you know, put it out there so they don't forget, and we'll call it a show.
All right, perfect. Yep, you just go to facebook.com/officialChrisMedina or you can hit me on Twitter at Official Medina or on Instagram at Official Medina. And if you want to hear some music, you can go on iTunes and look up Chris Medina, or you can go on YouTube and look up Chris Medina. So that's where you get all the music and the latest information. And I'm looking forward to showing all my new music to you guys. So thank you very much. And I'll see you soon, man.
Yes, you will. All right, Chris. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, take it easy.